Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back. It's hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Umeb has the weekend off. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. And we've been talking with Chris about the Epstein-Barr virus. Maybe this is something you've heard about, sometimes linked with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Epstein-Barr virus is one of the most common viruses on Earth. Most of us, virtually all of us, have been exposed to Epstein-Barr at some point in our life. Once you're infected, it never totally goes away.
Okay.
Chronic active Epstein-Barr virus infections in the United States are relatively rare. It's far more common in South America and Asia than it is here. And we think that's probably due to nutritional status. Americans, because they are well fed and they are not physically stressed, they don't live in squalor, they don't have to do incredible manual labor day and night and struggle to get by, our immune systems are able to handle Epstein-Barr more effectively than, you know, if you're a peasant in some country where you're having to work 20 hours a day and barely getting enough to eat, and, you know, that suppresses your immune response. So the only things you can really do for this are the things that we know increase energy level, decrease physiologic stress, and try to not suppress your immune system. Exercise is good. People who exercise regularly get stronger, they get faster, but over-exercising, exercising to exhaustion, will actually make the Epstein-Barr virus flare, okay, because overworking will trigger immune suppression. Interestingly, women will often get it at menopause. They'll get a flare. One of the things we look for in women who approach menopause, they're in their 40s to early 50s, and they suddenly get this overwhelming fatigue and so on. Part of that is the hormonal decline, but part of it can be an activation of an old viral infection such as Epstein-Barr because of the decrease in immune competence that comes with that time of life. If I have a patient who is suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, and during my country doctor days, I had to treat a fair number of them, here's what I'm looking for. I want to carry their thyroid within the normal range, but at the higher edge of the normal range. I want to get their TSH down under 1, get it between about 0.4 and 1, so that they have a little extra thyroid hormone, not so much that they're overactive, but that they're in the upper range of normal. That simply gives them more biological energy. Their metabolism runs faster, and they tend to have more emotional and physical energy. In the men, and now we've learned in the last few years, and women, we raise their testosterone load. And we raise their dehydroepiandrosterone. So testosterone, pregnenolone, DHEA, all of these hormones I carry at again, a little higher than they would other people, because these tend to be innervating. They tend to be elevating both mentally and physically. You get more energy, more strength, more endurance. And so You know, I don't want to get them to bodybuilder levels, mm-hmm. but I want to get them within that normal physiology in the upper range of normal so that they get a little extra oomph in their life. I want to make sure they're sleeping well. So I will look at their sleep behavior and so on. I want them in bed and sound asleep by 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I want them to get a good night's sleep and wake up early and get out and be physically active a bit. Not to the point of overstressing, but the point of stimulating their immune response. Working muscle. The more muscle you've got and the more vigorously and frequently that muscle is working, the better your immune response will be. There's something we call myokines. There are more than 100 different hormones, peptides, and enzymes are produced by working muscle that cause you to grow new tissue and to heal and repair and to boost your immune response. So I want people to have good muscle mass. I want them to be exercising regularly. So these are the sort of things we do. We don't have good drugs that will knock down Epstein-Barr. So we have to approach it from every other thing that we can do to kick up strength and energy and endurance and immune response.
I hope that's helpful, Chris.
I hope that is helpful.
Now, here's a question. How do you get the Epstein-Barr virus? Is it from, maybe I had heard that it was, you know, if you had mono.
Well, mononucleosis is caused by Epstein-Barr.
So it's in your body.
So that's a fresh Epstein-Barr viral infection. It causes mononucleosis. We used to call it the kissing disease because close personal contact. It spreads from one person to the other very easily. So any close personal contact, children get it from toys that other children put in their mouth. You know, the kids gnaw on the toys and they put them down and the next kid comes and gnaws on the toys, you know, and they spread their Epstein-Barr. So it's a very, very common. And I've seen some papers that swear that it is the most common virus on planet Earth.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, others disagree with that, but, you know, the odds are we've all been exposed at some point.
Okay, to the Epstein-Barr virus.
Yeah.
Chris, if you're still there, do you have any questions for Dr. Mixon about this?
You know, how would you test for it?
There are tests we can do specifically for Epstein-Barr. Uh-huh. You simply give a blood sample and tell the laboratory what you want to know.
We can, I see.
You know,
okay.
We look for antibodies that your body has produced in response to the virus.
Mm, I see. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
That's another one of those, if you don't measure, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And you can't, you know, chronic fatigue, it sounds like, oh, well, I'm exhausted. I must have that. No, it's actually, you're tested for that. And
we can test for it, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the problem, though, is that an awful lot of people will test positive for Epstein-Barr, and they feel fine.
And they feel just great.
Yeah. So it's not just do you have the virus. It is how your body is reacting to the virus. And what we're finding actually is different parts of the world, the virus tends to actually attack parts of the immune system. South America and parts of Asia, T cells are often compromised by the Epstein-Barr virus. It actually goes into, in the North America, people that have chronic active Epstein-Barr, it's usually the B cells that are infected. And so the virus can actually target portions of your immune system.
Mm, okay. Wow. So many things and so many things that can attack us. And as we get older, it seems like we start feeling the things and
well,
we're
we
getting slower and tired. And you know what? That's why longevity is here. As we age, we're all aging to make that process.
Yes. And we can't make you younger.
Right.
You know, I always laugh when people refer to longevity.
I want to be younger.
Yeah. They refer to us as an anti-aging clinic. I can't make anybody an hour younger. You know, that involves warping space and time, and we're good.
Only in the movies, folks.
Yeah, we're not that good. You know.
Not yet.
But we can have an enormous impact on the downsides of aging. We can help people to be stronger than they they naturally are. We can make them leaner. We can make them smarter. We can make them more robust. We can increase their sexuality and their libido. We can make their bones stronger, their muscles stronger, their brain function better, their skin look and feel far better than it does. We can enhance human function far more than is normally done at your typical physician. Because your typical physician, if you're falling apart on schedule, you are normal.
You're normal.
and they don't treat normal people. They treat sick people. And so they have to wait until you get sick, and then they try to correct the illness. And once they get you back to normal for your age, their job is done. Normal for your age is not acceptable at Longevity Medical Clinic. I want you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier than is normal for your age. That's the whole goal. So to do that, we start with a free health analysis visit.
I love that.
You give us a call or you go to our website. You can schedule these at any of our clinics, and you will have one of our associates will come in. The first person that sees you at this point is not a doctor, although we're going to be changing that.
It's the physician. Health advocate that comes in.
The health advocate's going to come in. They're going to go through a little PowerPoint presentation that I designed that's going to explain what we do, how we do it. They're going to measure your hemoglobin A1C that tells me how what percentage of your red blood cells have been damaged by sugar. Mm. That will tell me how fast your brain is shrinking. It will tell me what your risk of developing overt diabetes over the next 5 years or so are. It will tell me a good bit about the inflammation in your body. We're also then going to measure an in-body test that's going to look at your muscle to fat ratios in both arms, both legs, and your torso. Because just as I commented before, working muscle produces more than 100 positive myokines, things to improve your body. Fat does the opposite. It produces more than 80 different destructive pro-atherogenic things that cause clots to form in your arteries, that cause your tissues to break down, to cause your joints to start to go bad, to cause inflammation to flare in your body. These are triggered by fat. So fat is not a cosmetic issue. That's the mistake. People, you know, sometimes say, well, why do you hate fat people? I don't hate fat people. I love the fat people. My trick is I hate the fat.
Yes.
I hate what the fat is doing to those
you.
Otherwise good people.
Yes.
Okay? Because the fat is destructive. It causes dementia. 23% of all the cancer in America is caused by being overweight. So it causes dementia, it causes cancer, it causes osteoarthritis, it causes heart disease, it causes diabetes, it causes kidney failure, it causes vision loss. Fat kills people. And killing, I guess, is not the worst. It cripples people.
Yes.
It maims and cripples you and destroys your quality of life decades before it kills you.
Mm.
I don't like that.
No. Who right? would like that?
So,
and that's why at Longevity, yeah. there's something
so
that
I wanna
can be
see,
done.
I want to see where you are so I know what we can do about it.
Yes.
I want you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier next year than you were last year.
Absolutely.
That's my goal.
Absolutely. Get in for that free health analysis appointment. Begin your journey. You know what? Here we are, middle of the year, but it's not too late to start. It is never too late. And you know what? It's never too early to start either.
Nope.
You don't have to be 90 to begin.
I started my wife in her late 20s.
There you go. Find out what's going on in her
body. She's now in her mid-40s, and if you look at her, you'd swear she's still 30.
Yeah.
Because we never let the hormone decline take place. We never let the inflammation build up. And so in her mid-40s, at 46, she's as strong and fast and lean and smart, as lovely as she was at 30.
Wow. Yes. So
it's easier to prevent damage than it is to fix it.
So get
so
in.
The younger you start... Younger you start, the better. So if you're 40 or 45 or 50, don't say, well, I don't need this yet. I'll wait till I'm 60. No, start now.
Start now.
Because the earlier we start, the better job we can do.
Absolutely. Get in, and here is what you can do. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. That stands for Longevity Medical Clinic. That's lmclinic.com to make your free health analysis appointment, or you can give us a call. I love our phone number. It's easy to remember, 866-86-YOUNG. Okay, 866-86-YOUNG. And if you like that spelled out or numbered out, I can do that. It's 866-869-6864. How about that? Okay. Sign up for that free health analysis. There is a clinic near you, Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. Pick the day and the time that works the best for you and start living life so much better and aging well. All right. Hey, we're not done yet. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. We'd love to talk with you. We have, let's see here, who do we have next on the line? Margie from Tacoma. So you stay right there. We'll be right back with Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how to age. Call with your question at 1-800-465-8770.
That's 800-465-8770.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love are we two that we don't know what to do, so in love, in the world our own.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine, hour number two. My name is Lynette. So glad to be here with you and Dr. Mixon today. And so many wonderful phone calls, a variety of topics. We've been talking about Epstein-Barr, also the herpes virus. We did have a caller just make a quick comment. I don't know if you want to address this, saying that lysine, they had heard that lysine taken in large doses can help with Epstein-Barr.
Yeah.
Lysine.
I'm not sure of any. I have not seen any studies that say that lysine will decrease Epstein-Barr activity. I know it is effective against.
Like herpes, herpetic. Cold sore or something.
The herpetic infections.
Okay.
In fact, where that is most commonly used, people who get cold sores will often put a lysine-containing poultice right on the cold sore, mm-hmm. To inhibit the viral growth. Interestingly, people that are trying to increase their growth hormone production or increase their nitric oxide production will often take large doses of arginine. Mm. And arginine does indeed raise nitric oxide and growth hormone production, but it activates herpetic viruses.
Oops.
And so people that are trying to raise their growth hormone and their nitric oxide by using an arginine-containing supplement will often trigger a herpetic infection. And so on those people, we then mix lysine with their arginine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we have a mixture that we use, we call triple amino, that we use to try to induce growth hormone in people as a bedtime. But it has both arginine and lysine so that we don't activate the herpetic viruses. Because as I said earlier, 40% of the American population has been infected by herpes at some point in their life. And so we don't want to take a chance on activating that virus in them with the arginine. So we add an arginine, ornithine, and lysine in the triple amino supplement.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Mixon. All right. We have Margie on the line. Hi there, Margie, and good morning. Margie's calling from Tacoma.
Hello, Margie.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We hear you just fine, ma'am. How do we help?
Okay. Awesome. So I'm calling on behalf of my mother. She is, I'm positive, unable to follow along on the radio because she is very hard at hearing, got to repeat things several times. So I'm just doing this for her. so that I could maybe help her out in, you know, what she's dealing with. And just kind of a quick synopsis of what's going on with her. She was diagnosed with RLS like many, many years ago, restless leg syndrome. And she, you know, she'd been taking medication for it for years. I believe the medication right now, carbidopa levodopa, that, you know, helps with that, it, given her the ability to get rest or whatever she needs, because it just keeps her up all night long, mostly. So in the last 3 years, we've been getting some different types of involuntary movements that she's having, and going to emergency rooms, going to her doctors, going to her, what do you call it, the brain doctor?
Neurologist.
Neurologist, right. So they haven't been able to really diagnose these involuntary movements that she has. And basically, you look at her, and I have to keep reminding people at the emergency room, she's not crazy. You know, she's a very sane person, because she will have very head-jerking movements. Her eyes are just, like, moving around, and, you know, she's, her shoulders just jerk back and forth, and her arms and her back. And she gets to the point where, you know, we've installed bed rails on her bed, because she moves around so much she can fall off her bed because she's got these involuntary movements. And, you know, I come in the living room and she's like hanging off the edge of her recliner, and I'm like, Mom, you need to sit up, you're going to fall off the chair, because she just keeps moving and moving. And they are giving her a medication for this particular movement. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm going to try levetiracetam. It's T-I-R-A-C-E-T-A-M. They're giving her that, which I believe is for a the diagnose for, hold on, Parkinson's, like for Parkinson's.
Right.
Anyway, but they haven't been able to really determine that's what that is. Because I've seen men and, you know, friends that have that Parkinson's, and it's nothing really similar to what she does. She looks like more like she's, you know, a crazy person on drugs, just the way her movements just kind of move back and forth.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about this, because levodopa carbidopa is commonly used for Parkinson's syndrome. It's usually higher doses, and it's two or three times a day sometimes, depending on the form.
Yeah.
And that actually increases dopamine levels in the brain, and it allows you to, you know, to move a bit better. So it's the common treatment for Parkinson's. Restless leg syndrome is also related to dopamine levels in the brain. And that's why sometimes a single nighttime dose, usually a relatively modest dose, of the same drugs are used for people with her problem. You know, with early to mild restless leg syndrome. It's not usually used for the more severe forms. And it sounds like your mom's case is severe. I mean, this is not just an urge to move her legs in the night. She's got a serious problem. It almost sounds like there's a form of a tardive dyskinesia there of some sort. So I definitely think she needs a good workup with a neurologist. I'm glad she's headed there. The drugs we normally would use for restless leg syndrome are also dopamine agonists. They are drugs. The levodopa carbidopa is raising the dose of the dopamine directly. The other drugs we use tend to be agonists. They act like dopamine, but they aren't. They don't actually raise dopamine levels. Things like Requip, I guess, is the most common one that's currently used. So I'm not... Obviously, from what you're describing, she's got a significant problem, but you might talk to the doctor about trying something like Requip, one of the dopamine agonists. Now, those have side effects. Those are potent drugs, but the most common side effects are fatigue and lethargy in the daytime. you know, they take a higher dose of it at nighttime, and then they kind of get a rebound fatigue in the daytime. But
yeah,
that's pretty much where the therapy is, assuming it's actually restless leg.
Well, the restless leg, sorry to interrupt you, the restless leg syndrome was something that was diagnosed, I mean, many, many, many years ago. She was diagnosed with St. Vitus dance, which she had, like when she was younger, she had a lot of involuntary movements in her face, and just, it would just kind of jerk, you know, and that was the St. Vitus dance. And then, so this other issue with the involuntary movements I was speaking of with her head and her face and her arms, and basically she just kind of moves around like she's dancing, just like St. Vitus dance, you know. She just, and her eyes are, you know, her eyes are just really wide, and, you know, she just seems very, you know, trying to be aware. Her, I guess one of the things that is, what it does is, like, she does this, she'd been doing it, you know, less often, and now it seems like it's more often that she's getting the all involuntary movements. She takes that other medication for it, but when she gets done with her bout of these involuntary movements, she will take a very long period of time where she is just exhausted, because it's these, you know, muscles that are just like working 24/7 on her body that she's not able to control. So she just zonks out once it's done doing what it did to her. And she has been seeing the neurologist, and they are trying to figure out something. But I just wondered if you had, you know, heard of something that, you know, about this involuntary facial, arms, head, you know, if that was something new or if anybody had heard of it. But anyway, I mean, so basically you're saying this REQIP, is it REQIP?
You know, I can't spell worth a hoot. That's why God invented spell check.
All right, no problem. I will. Yeah, I definitely have her talk to the nephrologist about that. And this other number that you guys gave, 866-869-8668-64, is that to ask questions, or is that to set up an appointment for something? Or
yeah, that's to set up appointments at the clinic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to her about that, see if she wants to try and see if look at a different, you know, avenue or something for it, because we have, you know, been dealing with this for 3 years, and now it's getting to the point where she's doing it, I want to say, at least twice a month, or off and on 2 to 3 times a month. I don't know that she's doing the heavy face head movements, and not the legs, but, you know, like I said, the head face body movements. So
yeah,
anyway,
this doesn't sound like simple restless leg syndrome. I really think that she would be best served with a good neurologist rather than us. This is not something we would be likely to be able to help her with. So I always hate to turn people away, but the reality is I don't want to take your money unless I think I can help you.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. All right. Good information today. So many topics on Leading Edge Medicine today, and more of your phone calls. We'd love to talk with you. And we are live in the studio today with Dr. Mixon. Here's the number to call, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770 to be live with Dr. Mixon this morning. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Gloria. Stay right there.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Join in the conversation at 1-800-465-8770 and tell your friends to listen.
That's 1-800-465-8770.
I think if visualize your final 10, 20 years of life, you know, what would it be worth to you to feel great all that time and probably live longer? I know you don't really claim that, but have a higher quality of life in your final 10 or 20 years, what would that be worth? Either you have the exact result you want or a good reason not to. So drop the reason, I'm too busy. You're going to absolutely love it.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Sure.
love that part. Oh, welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. And boy, you're getting a workout today since Dr. Umat is gone.
Just me. And we're kind of bouncing from subject to subject to subject today.
So many wonderful subjects, lots of good information, which is what I know our listeners love hearing, because if it's not something they're going through, most likely you know somebody who has or just wants some clarification. So if you have a question about a diagnosis, maybe something that you're going through, or you have questions about longevity, the whole aging process, you're starting to feel like this, what can you do? Give us a call. We'd love to chat with you on the phone, 800-465-8770. Okay, Dr. Mixon, we're going to the Puyallup Fair. We're going to do the Puyallup.
Do the Puyallup.
Yes, Gloria is there. Hi there, Gloria. Good morning.
Hello, Gloria.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad you took my call. I am 85. I was diagnosed in 73 with lupus. I have been just diagnosed again with cirrhosis of the liver and a rheumatologist diagnosed me. This has been within just 3 weeks. CPPD. I have osteoarthritis.
Right.
And I cannot take colchicine because I have stage 3 kidney disease. What is CPPD? I was on the internet. It looks like a falsified gout or pseudo gout.
Yeah.
It's crystals, calcium crystals.
Calcium pyrophosphate deposition. What it stands
yes.
for.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Very painful.
Yes, it is, and probably related to your autoimmune process, too. It's a very painful form of arthritis, and it occurs suddenly. It's not a slow onset. You get these calcium pyrophosphate crystals that actually form in the joint. And under the microscope, these crystals, they are actually sharp, like little spikes in there. And they just cause an enormous inflammatory reaction within the joint.
First of this year, I was in the hospital. I have COPD, and I had a really bad scene this time. Viral pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, and the flu. And I'm beginning to wonder if this didn't trigger. I never had this kind of pain before.
Yeah. Well, this is sometimes referred to as pseudo-gout. Gout is very similar. Gout has uric acid crystals that form in the joints. And so uric acid is a compound that we get from breakdown of purines. The genetic material in proteins is broken down to purines. The purines go down to uric acid. The uric acid is normally turned into urea in our urine. That's why where we get the name urine. So the uric acid becomes urea and is excreted by our kidneys. And that's part of what turns our urine yellow. People that can't make that final step effectively from uric acid to urea, the uric acid builds up in their system and it forms crystals, usually in the dependent portion, usually in the toes. The great toe is kind of the classic place where that breaks up. And so those sharp crystals from uric acid cause gout. Pseudo-gout is because it looks like gout, but it's not uric acid. It's calcium pyrophosphate instead of uric acid. And so it's just a different chemical that is forming crystals. And because it is a different one, it doesn't just form in the big toes or the thumbs like gout tends to. It can be much more widespread. You get it in your wrist, your metacarpals, your metatarsals. So you'll get it in far more areas than you do gout. But it's every bit as painful because the same process is happening. Sharp crystals are forming in the joint and basically lacerating everything in there, like millions of little tiny knives in the joint. So, you know, the question is, what do we do about it? My guess is you're probably right. Your illness and your chronic kidney disease has altered your metabolism of your calcium metabolism. You're not able to excrete it as efficiently as you did before your kidneys were going bad. Your kidneys are probably going bad because of your autoimmune disease. And that is the harbinger of that, of course, was your lupus from the 1970s. Mm-hmm. You know, I still see articles where they use the phrase overactive immune system. And it's not that your immune system is overactive. I was taught that 50 years ago in medical school, but it was wrong. The immune system is not overactive. The immune system is defective. It's lost the ability to tell your own tissues from foreign material. And it now mistakes your own tissues for a different tissue, for something that's not supposed to be there. And so it's attacking your own tissues. So it's not overactive, it's defective. And that's an important distinction. Because many of the drugs we use now are designed to decrease the activity of the immune system. And by decreasing the activity of the immune system, we do indeed decrease the acute attack on your tissues. But with a less effective immune system, we raise the risk of cancer. We raise the risk of every infection on planet Earth. Because with a less effective immune system, we can't protect against cancers, bacteria, viruses, parasites, all those other things we depend on our immune system to do. So the drugs we use for your lupus are a real mixed bag. And unfortunately, once that immune system becomes defective, you almost always attack more than one tissue. And that's why we see...
There's always a new... Yes, every time I go into a doctor, there's always something new.
That's right. And it'll be your thyroid, and then it's your heart, and then it's your digestive system, and then it's your joints, and then it's your kidneys, and then it's your eyes.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And there's no answers, correct?
No great answers. The best drugs we've got for these things right now are the drugs that you probably can't take very well because of your impaired kidney function. And those are the immune modulators, the things that we use for things like rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma and lupus. So what you need to do right now is get your kidney doctor, your nephrologist, in together with your rheumatologist. And don't see one or the other. You get the two of them talking to each other, okay? You go see one and you give him the other guy's name, address, phone number, email, the works. And then you go see the other one. You give him your other partner's stuff. And I need these two doctors to actually sit down together with your medical records and try to come up with the answer that's going to give you the best relief with the worst or with the least danger to complicating your kidney disease.
Okay. Yeah, because every time we turn around, there's one avenue that blocks us off. And I was told in 73 that lupus would do this at one point in stage. Mm-hmm. And this last 5 years, that has really ramped up.
That's right.
At my age of 85.
But the rheumatologist knows your autoimmune disease. The nephrologist knows your kidney disease. What we need is to have them work together, okay? So they need to get on a team conference or a Zoom conference or something. They each need to have your total medical record in front of them, and they need to devote a couple of hours to thinking about this, pulling some papers, looking for solutions, and working together to give you your best shot. This is certainly not a problem that the guy on the radio can take care of you. You know, my mm-hmm. chances of fixing this for you is not a snowball's chance in hell of me knowing as little about you and your background of giving you good advice. So you need to get these two really smart specialists together. And yes, you're right. Getting them to do it is going to be a real pain in the wazoo. But be a pain in the wazoo, okay? Be the squeaky wheel.
I have tried.
Wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's to the point of now that's compromising my ability to get around or my ability to use my hands or my wrists or to walk. And it's before I was always able to tolerate the pain. This time, I can't. Yes. It's just too much.
I understand.
And,
you know, your best chance of getting these guys... Your best chance of getting these...
Yeah, she just walked out of the room.
Yeah. Your best chance of getting these guys to work together is to go to a center that has both nephrologists and rheumatologists all together in the same building. You need to get up to someplace like the University of Washington where you got a whole bunch of academic people and you
that
need to...
That will work together.
That, yeah, that work together routinely and they're all in the same building. They work for the same clinic. And you've got a better chance of getting them to work together and cooperate than you do by going to different clinics.
I know there's not a magic pill that's going to cure this because I've learned that when I was diagnosed with lupus in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But just to get some relief.
Yes.
So you can at least run your day, do the things to keep you without having to go to a nursing home.
Yep.
And so far, I'm just in Pierce County. I'm just completely blocked.
Yeah. We've, you know,
nobody will talk to anybody.
Yeah. We've got drugs now that did not exist even 10 years ago. But because they are new and because they have a lot of side effects, they're not something I can, you know, make recommendations on the radio because I don't know whether, what the proper dose for you and your condition would be. But you need to get to some place where that's a medical center that has doctors of every stripe so that you got a better chance of getting them to sit down together.
Thank you very much, sir. I was very close to that answer myself, but I didn't know exactly where, but I guess maybe the UW... Would Virginia Mason or...
Virginia Mason would work. You know, any of the really big centers that has a lot of different specialties on staff. Because you need a team. You don't need a doctor. You need a team of doctors.
You're right. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for your honesty and your kindness.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Listen to you for many, many years.
Aww.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Gloria. We are almost to the end of our show, but we still have some phone calls to get to, and we have room for maybe one or two more calls. 800-465-8770 is our number to call to get through today. That's 800-465-8770. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation. 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
We'd just like to encourage your audience that hasn't to take a look at it. I honestly, you say 10 to 15 years on your advertisements. I think I feel better than I felt 30 years ago.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
It's Leading Edge Medicine. We're live in the studio with Dr. Jerry Mixon today. My name is Lynette. Dr. Umat has the weekend off, and we have been taking call after call. So many different topics today. So much good information. Thank you so much for your calls. And I love the interaction. We've been getting a lot of folks just asking our producer a question or two. One of them just wondered if Margie, whom we talked to a little while ago, who's on the levodopa carbidopa for the RLS has Tourette's. So somebody else is listening going, I wonder.
Yeah, Tourette's or a tardive dyskinesia of some sort. I mean, those symptoms don't fit just plain restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, it seems like there's more going on.
This is why she needs to get with a really good aggressive neurologist that'll do a first-class workup. And I'd want brain imaging on her. I'd want all kinds of testing done this lady.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
There we go. Thank you so much for your comment and calling in. I love when somebody's listening and said, hey, this works for me. Sure. What do you think about this?
Well, you were saying during the break, somebody called in and said, you know, you get herpes on your finger. Yeah. Herpetic viruses, they grow in cutaneous tissues. Lips and inside the mouth, just because that mucous membrane is very, very thin and fragile, and the virus can get into the tissues easily there. Same thing with the genital tract. Women especially get herpes around the vagina because that's very thin, fragile, easily damaged, easily invaded skin. But thicker skin in some people will still get infected. And, you know, men don't normally get the lesions on their penis. They mostly just get a fine rash and even know they're infected. Hmm. It's the women with that thinner skin at the vagina that actually get a lesion they can see. So men may spread it and never know they had it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But thick skin, if you're going to get it on your fingers, it would normally be on the sides of the fingers, not on that thick pad.
Okay.
So the side where the skin is much thinner and more fragile is the most likely place for fingers to get infected. But, you know, viruses will infect where viruses and anywhere they can get a toehold.
Wow.
They'll grow.
Okay. So. All right. Okay, we have another phone caller. This time we are headed to Auburn. Dennis is on the line. And thank you, Dennis, for your patience and waiting. How can we help you?
Thank you. This is, I'm actually calling for my sister-in-law, my daughter-in-law, really. And she had her gallbladder out 3-4 months ago. She's experiencing fatigue, bloating, tons of gas, lower right back pain from the gas. And it leaves some when she gets up and passes that. And then she has some constipation. Any suggestions for supplements or other suggestions you might have?
She needs bile salts. And so they make a bovine bile. And once more, this is from the slaughterhouse. But, you know, cows have great big gallbladders. And they make lots and lots of bile. Mm. And you can they actually take that just like they do the pig thyroid. And they purify it and give it to you as a supplement. What's going on? Let me explain the physiology of what's happening to your daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, whichever.
Daughter-in-law.
Okay. The gallbladder collects bile from your liver, saves it in this bladder, in this little sack. And whenever you eat any fat, that fat hits the first part of the stomach or the first part of the bowel. And when it gets to the jejunum and the first part of the duodenum, the gallbladder contracts and it squirts this bile out to mix with the fat. And it emulsifies the fat, breaks the fat down into tiny, tiny, tiny globules that can then be absorbed through the gut. And that's how we get fat into our system. If they take the gallbladder out, you no longer have that big burst of bile to mix with the fats. And so you can't digest the fats as efficiently. And that can cause cramping, gas, diarrhea, all sorts of gut discomfort. Now, usually people adjust. what will happen is they eat less fat because they learn that fat really bothers them. Okay. Mm. So they start eating less fatty meals, and that then helps some of their symptoms. Also, the gut over time tends to adjust to the fact that they can't get a big squirt of bile anymore. They're just going to get that little trickle that comes in 24/7. But if you're looking for a way to make you better in a hurry, you can buy the bile salts. You can go online, buy them in a vitamin store. Lots of places carry them.
Do you have it in your longevity store?
No, we don't carry that one.
So it's can you spell that or something?
Bile, B-I-L-E.
Oh, bile. Okay, I put bio. Okay.
Bile, B-I-L-E, salts, S-A-L-T-S. So you just go ahead and it's usually beef or bovine bile extract. Okay?
Okay. So
that's all it is. It's just bile from the cow.
There you go. Oh, and I'm looking at so many different kind online, Amazon.
There's probably 40 or 50 people that sell it. Mm-hmm. And there's already so many people providing good product that I'd just be one more of the 50. It doesn't make sense.
There you go. It looks like you'll pay around 20, anywhere from 20 to 30, 35 bucks on Amazon if that's where you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
You know, when I'm making supplements, I try to make things that other people don't carry, that are unique, that solve a particular problem in a better way than what's already on the market. When you got things like bovine bile, there's 1,000 people make it.
You don't need to make it.
Mine wouldn't be any better than theirs, so I just don't bother.
Okay, and let's talk for a moment. We're all done with our phone calls for the show today. Why don't we find out, what are you working up in the lab? What things are you working up in the lab? I know you were talking about working on a sleep.
Yes. Well, we've got 50,000 bottles of sleep sitting in our warehouse right now. We got another 50,000 will arrive next month.
Okay. And that's called sleep, isn't it?
It's called, yes, it's relief factor sleep.
Relief factor sleep.
So I'll have 150,000 bottles of that showing up on my warehouse by the end of August. Unfortunately, we've been running into some log jams in getting the websites and the marketing up and running. So I was just talking to the techie people yesterday saying, hey guys, when will the website be ready?
We need this.
I've got, 100,000 of them in the next couple of weeks, and it would be nice to start being able to sell some.
That's right. They need homes.
And we've actually had people calling and saying, yes, when can I buy it?
That's right, because we heard you talking about it.
A month ago, yes.
That's right.
So I've got it in hand. I just don't have the website and the marketing place. They tell me another week or 10 days. That's right. So I've been whimpering and moaning at the techie guys to get their butts in gear and get this website up for me.
There you go. So, all right. What's inside Relief Factor Sleep?
Well, it's got several things.
Okay.
It's got the FDA recommended amount of vitamin D.
Okay.
About 800 IU of vitamin D, which in this climate is pretty low dose, but it's also being sold in Florida and Texas, and so they don't need as much vitamin D down there.
That's true.
But vitamin D does help people sleep a bit better. It's got L-theanine, and the theanine is the active ingredient from green tea that makes you relax. That's why people sip tea, to relax and mellow out a bit. Well, it's the theanine.
Okay.
And so it's got as much theanine as probably 4 or 5 cups of tea.
Oh.
So it's a big whack of the L-theanine.
There you go. You take that before, instead of drinking all that tea, you'll be not getting up in the middle of the night as often.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's got some GABA.
Okay.
And that is a neurotransmitter that makes you get relaxed and mellow, but it also improves mood. And the idea of using the theanine to make you mellow out with the GABA, that will help you go into deeper sleep. But when you wake up, the GABA leaves you feeling bright-eyed and happy and optimistic for the day.
That's all. And instead of the,
Yes. Instead of being
the loopy hangover.
Instead of being hung over for more traditional, quote, sleeping pills.
Yes.
This is not a soporific. It doesn't knock you out like a sleeping pill does. It lets you relax. It lets you mellow out. But then when you wake up, you tend to be more cheerful.
All right.
And then it's got just a little touch, 1 milligram of melatonin in each capsule. So if you're the size of my wife, you take one pill at night, and that's fine for her. Me, I take two because there's 200 pounds of me, you know. And if you're 270 or 300 pounds, you might need three.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to overdose, and it's just going to help you go to sleep, stay asleep, and wake up cheerful.
All right, and that's called Relief Factor Sleep. You should find that at the end of summer, we hope, or beforehand in August.
I'm hoping in the next 10 days to 2 weeks.
Oh, we hope so, yes. Very good. All right, what a show today. This is Leading Edge Medicine, of course, brought to you by Longevity, and we want to see you in for that free health analysis appointment. If you're not already a patient, we would love to have you come in, take a couple of free tests, find out what's going on in your body. The health advocate is so good at explaining what's happening and what could potentially be at risk for you down the road, whether it's dementia, certain cancers, heart disease, brain shrinkage, and diabetes, and so much more. Find out, get in, take advantage of the free health analysis appointment. I did that. And you can come to a clinic near you, Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. Pick a time that works best for you and a day, and then we'll see you here. Here's the number. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or you can go online to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. All right. Well, that's it. We'll be back live in the studio next week with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Umat. You have a great rest of your week. On behalf of Leading Edge Medicine, I'm Lynette. Have a great day.